LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 138. This is our daily appointment to read God's Word together. I'm glad you're here. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your host. How are you today? Today's going to be a bit of a different show. It's going to be an abbreviated show. I'm not feeling well at all today, so there will be no commentary. Sorry about that. I did want to say, though, that God is in control. The U.S. is in some turmoil as I record this because of the uncertain outcome of the election. Just know that none of this is a surprise to the Lord. What is happening is for a reason, and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our reading today is Jeremiah 37 through 41. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using, that information will be at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 138. Jeremiah chapter 37. Zedekiah, son of Josiah, succeeded Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, as king. He was elevated to the throne of the land of Judah by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Neither he nor the officials who served him, nor the people of Judah, paid any attention to what the Lord said through the prophet Jeremiah. King Zedekiah sent Jehuchal, son of Shelemiah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to the prophet Jeremiah. He told him to say, "Please pray to the Lord our God on our behalf." Now Jeremiah had not yet been put in prison, so he was still free to come and go among the people as he pleased. At that time, the Babylonian forces had temporarily given up their siege against Jerusalem. They had had it under siege, but withdrew when they heard that the army of Pharaoh had set out from Egypt. The Lord gave the prophet Jeremiah a message for them. He told them to tell them, "The Lord God of Israel says, give a message to the king of Judah who sent you to ask me to help him. Tell him, the army of Pharaoh that was on its way to help you will go back home to Egypt. Then the Babylonian forces will return. They will attack the city and will capture it and burn it down. Moreover, I, the Lord, warn you not to deceive yourselves into thinking that the Babylonian forces will go away and leave you alone, for they will not go away. For even if you were to defeat all the Babylonian forces fighting against you so badly that only wounded men were left lying in their tents, they would get up and burn this city down." The following events also occurred while the Babylonian forces had temporarily withdrawn from Jerusalem because the army of Pharaoh was coming. Jeremiah started to leave Jerusalem to go to the territory of Benjamin. He wanted to make sure he got his share of the property that was being divided up among his family there. But he only got as far as the Benjamin Gate. There, an officer in charge of the guards named Irijah, who was the son of Shelemiah and the grandson of Hananiah, stopped him. He seized Jeremiah and said, "You are deserting to the Babylonians." Jeremiah answered, "That's a lie. I am not deserting to the Babylonians." But Irijah would not listen to him. Irijah put Jeremiah under arrest and took him to the officials. The officials were very angry at Jeremiah. They had him flogged and put in prison in the house of Jonathan, the royal secretary, which they had converted into a place for confining prisoners. So Jeremiah was put in prison, in a cell, in the dungeon in Jonathan's house. He was kept there for a long time. Then King Zedekiah had him brought to the palace. There he questioned him privately and asked him, "Is there any message from the Lord?" Jeremiah answered, "Yes, there is." Then he announced, "You will be handed over to the king of Babylon." Then Jeremiah asked King Zedekiah, "What crime have I committed against you, or the officials who serve you, or the people of Judah? What have I done to make you people throw me into prison? Where now are the prophets who prophesied to you that the king of Babylon would not attack you or this land? But now please listen, your royal majesty, and grant my plea for mercy. Do not send me back to the house of Jonathan, the royal secretary. If you do, I'll die there." Then King Zedekiah ordered that Jeremiah be committed to the courtyard of the guardhouse. He also ordered that a loaf of bread be given to him every day from the baker's street until all the bread in the city was gone. So Jeremiah was kept in the courtyard of the guardhouse. Jeremiah chapter 38. Now Shephatiah son of Mattan, Gedaliah son of Pashur, Jehuchal son of Shelemiah, and Pashur son of Malchijah had heard the things that Jeremiah had been telling the people. They had heard him say, "The Lord says, those who stay in this city will die in battle or of starvation or of disease. Those who leave the city and surrender to the Babylonians will live. They will escape with their lives." They had also heard him say, The Lord says, this city will certainly be handed over to the army of the king of Babylon. They will capture it. So these officials said to the king, this man must be put to death, for he is demoralizing the soldiers who are left in the city, as well as all the other people there, by these things he's saying. This man is not seeking to help these people, but is trying to harm them. King Zedekiah said to them, very well, you can do what you want with him, for I cannot do anything to stop you. So the officials took Jeremiah and put him in the cistern of Malchijah, one of the royal princes that was in the courtyard of the guardhouse. There was no water in the cistern, only mud. So when they lowered Jeremiah into the cistern with ropes, he sank in the mud. An Ethiopian, Ebed-Melech, a court official in the royal palace, heard that Jeremiah had been put in the cistern. While the king was holding court at the Benjamin Gate, Ebed-Melech departed the palace and went to speak to the king. He said to him, your royal majesty, those men have been very wicked in all that they have done to the prophet Jeremiah. They have thrown him into a cistern, and he is sure to die of starvation there because there is no food left in the city. Then the king gave Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian the following order. Take 30 men with you from here and go pull the prophet Jeremiah out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to a room under the treasure room in the palace. He got some worn-out clothes and old rags from there and let them put down ropes to Jeremiah in the cistern. Ebed-Melech called down to Jeremiah, put these rags and worn-out clothes under your armpits to pad the ropes. Jeremiah did as Ebed-Melech instructed. So they pulled Jeremiah up from the cistern with ropes. Jeremiah, however, still remained confined to the courtyard of the courthouse. Sometime later, Zedekiah sent and had Jeremiah brought to him at the third entrance of the Lord's temple. The king said to Jeremiah, I would like to ask you a question. Do not hide anything from me when you answer. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I answer you, you will certainly kill me. If I give you advice, you will not listen to me. So King Zedekiah made a secret promise to Jeremiah and sealed it with an oath. He promised, as surely as the Lord lives who has given us life and breath, I promise you this. I will not kill you or hand you over to those men who want to kill you. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, the Lord, the God who rules over all, the God of Israel, says, you must surrender to the officers of the king of Babylon. If you do, your life will be spared, and this city will not be burned down. Indeed, you and your whole family will be spared. But if you do not surrender to the officers of the king of Babylon, this city will be handed over to the Babylonians, and they will burn it down. You yourself will not escape from them. Then King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Judeans who have deserted to the Babylonians. The Babylonians might hand me over to them, and they will torture me. Then Jeremiah answered, you will not be handed over to them. Please obey the Lord by doing what I have been telling you. Then all will go well with you, and your life will be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, the Lord has shown me a vision of what will happen. Here is what I saw. All the women who are left in the royal palace of Judah will be led out to the officers of the king of Babylon. They will taunt you, saying, your trusted friends misled you. They have gotten the best of you. Now that your feet are stuck in the mud, they have turned their backs on you. All your wives and your children will be turned over to the Babylonians. You yourself will not escape from them, but will be captured by the king of Babylon. The city will be burned down. Then Zedekiah told Jeremiah, do not let anyone know about the conversation we've had. If you do, you'll die. The officers may hear that I've talked with you. They may come to you and say, tell us what you said to the king and what the king said to you. Do not hide anything from us. If you do, we'll kill you. If they do this, tell them, I was pleading with the king not to send me back to die in the dungeon of Jonathan's house. All the officials did indeed come and question Jeremiah. He told them exactly what the king had instructed him to say. They stopped questioning him any further because no one had actually heard their conversation. So Jeremiah remained in the courtyard of the guardhouse until the day Jerusalem was captured. The following events occurred when Jerusalem was captured. Jeremiah chapter 39. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came against Jerusalem with his whole army and laid siege to it. The siege began in the 10th month of the 9th year that Zedekiah ruled over Judah. It lasted until the 9th day of the 4th month of Zedekiah's 11th year. On that day, they broke through the city walls. Then Nergal-Sharezer of Samgar, Nebo-Sarakim, who was the chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon came and set up quarters in the middle gate. When King Zedekiah of Judah and all his soldiers saw them, they tried to escape. They departed from the city during the night. They took a path through the king's garden and passed out through the gate between the two walls. Then they headed for the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased after them. They caught up with Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho and captured him. They took him to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon at Riblah in the territory of Hamath, and Nebuchadnezzar passed sentence on him there. There at Riblah, the king of Babylon had Zedekiah's sons put to death while Zedekiah was forced to watch. The king of Babylon also had all the nobles of Judah put to death. Then he had Zedekiah's eyes put out and had him bound in chains to be led off to Babylon. The Babylonians burned down the royal palace, the temple of the Lord, and the people's home, and they tore down the wall of Jerusalem. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, took captive the rest of the people who were left in the city. He carried them off to Babylon, along with the people who had deserted to him. But he left behind in the land of Judah some of the poor people who owned nothing. He gave them fields and vineyards at that time. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had issued orders concerning Jeremiah. He had passed them on through Nebuzaradan, the captain of his royal guard. Find Jeremiah and look out for him. Do not do anything to harm him, but do with him whatever he tells you. So Nebuzaradan, captain of the royal guard, Nebuchadnezzar, who was a chief officer, Nergal-Sharezer, who was a high official, and all the other officers of the king of Babylon, sent and had Jeremiah brought from the courtyard of the guardhouse. They turned him over to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and the grandson of Shaphan, to take him home with him. But Jeremiah stayed among the people. Now the Lord had spoken to Jeremiah while he was still confined in the courtyard of the guardhouse. Go and tell Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, the Lord God of Israel, who rules over all, says, I will carry out against this city what I promised. It will mean disaster and not good fortune for it. When that disaster happens, you will be there to see it. But I will rescue you when it happens. I, the Lord, affirm it. You will not be handed over to those whom you fear. I will certainly save you. You will not fall victim to violence. You will escape with your life because you trust in me. I, the Lord, affirm it. Jeremiah chapter 40. The Lord spoke to Jeremiah after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had set him free at Ramah. He had taken him there in chains, along with all the people from Jerusalem and Judah who were being carried off to exile in Babylon. The captain of the royal guard took Jeremiah aside and said to him, The Lord your God threatened this place with disaster. Now he has brought it about. The Lord has done just as he threatened to do. This disaster has happened because you people sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But now, Jeremiah, today I will set you free from the chains on your wrists. If you would like to come to Babylon with me, come along and I will take care of you. But if you prefer not to come to Babylon with me, you are not required to do so. You are free to go anywhere in the land you want to go. Go wherever you choose. Before Jeremiah could turn to leave, the captain of the guard added, Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed to govern the towns of Judah. Go back and live with him among the people, or go wherever else you choose. Then the captain of the guard gave Jeremiah some food and a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and lived there with him. He stayed there to live among the people who had been left in the land of Judah. Now some of the officers of the Judean army and their troops had been hiding in the countryside. They heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, to govern the country. They also heard that he had been put in charge over the men, women, and children from the poorer classes of the land who had not been carried off into exile in Babylon. So all these officers and their troops came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. The officers who came were Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Saraiah, son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi the Netophathite, and Jezaniah, son of the Maacathite. Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, took an oath so as to give them and their troops some assurance of safety. Do not be afraid to submit to the Babylonians. Settle down and submit to the king of Babylon. Then things will go well for you. I, for my part, will stay at Mizpah to represent you before the Babylonians whenever they come to us. You, for your part, go ahead and harvest the wine, the dates, the figs, and the olive oil, and store them in jars. Go ahead and settle down in the towns that you've taken over. Moreover, all the Judeans who were in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard what had happened. They heard that the king of Babylon had allowed some people to stay in Judah and that he had appointed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam and grandson of Shaphan, to govern them. So all these Judeans returned to the land of Judah from the places where they had been scattered. They came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Thus they harvested a large amount of wine and dates and figs. Johanan and all the officers of the troops that had been hiding in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. They said to him, "Are you at all aware that King Baalis of Ammon has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to kill you?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke privately to Gedaliah there at Mizpah. "Let me go and kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, before anyone knows about it. Otherwise he will kill you, and all the Judeans who have rallied around you will be scattered. Then what remains of Judah will disappear." But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, "Do not do that, because what you're saying about Ishmael is not true." Jeremiah chapter 41. But in the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah and grandson of Elishama, who was a member of the royal family and had been one of Zedekiah's chief officers, came with 10 of his men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. While they were eating a meal together with him there at Mizpah, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him stood up, pulled out their swords, and killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and grandson of Shaphan. Thus Ishmael killed the man that the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country. Ishmael also killed all the Judeans who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah and the Babylonian soldiers who happened to be there. On the day after Gedaliah had been murdered, before anyone even knew about it, 80 men arrived from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria. They had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves to show they were mourning. They were carrying grain offerings and incense to present at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them. He was pretending to cry as he walked along. When he met them, he said to them, "Come with me to meet Gedaliah, son of Ahikam." But as soon as they were inside the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him slaughtered them and threw their bodies in a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we will give you the stores of wheat, barley, olive oil, and honey we've hidden in a field." So he spared their lives and did not kill them along with the rest. Now the cistern where Ishmael threw all the dead bodies of those he had killed was a large one that King Asa had constructed as part of his defenses against King Baasha of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled it with dead bodies. Then Ishmael took captive all the people who were still left alive in Mizpah. This included the royal princesses and all the rest of the people in Mizpah that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the royal guard, had put under the authority of Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took all these people captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about all the atrocities that Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had committed. So they took all their troops and went to fight against Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They caught up with him near the large pool at Gibeon. When all the people that Ishmael had taken captive saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers with him, they were glad. All those people that Ishmael had taken captive from Mizpah turned and went over to Johanan, son of Kareah. But Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, managed to escape from Johanan along with 8 of his men, and he went on over to Ammon. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him led off all the people who had been left alive at Mizpah. They had rescued them from Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, after he killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. They led off the men, women, children, soldiers, and court officials whom they had brought away from Gibeon. They set out to go to Egypt to get away from the Babylonians, but stopped at Gerith-Kimham, near Bethlehem. They were afraid of what the Babylonians might do because Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed to govern the country.